Today we'll try to see that what we began last time, that you have to make your own decision, and that's a part of Emunah, because the Borei Olam is not making any mistake when he presents something in front of you, includes much more than only this part in Emunah. There is an Iker in Emunah, depending on that you are taking your own decisions. And this will be very surprising. For me, it was very surprising. It was very surprising that we are in a very awkward matzav with ourselves. We are really very, very charedi, when you want to say like this, but that causes that we are living without the Borei Olam. We'll see how that works. But we said that the person has to take his own decision. Now, to taking your own decision, the field in your life where you have to make your own decision, those are the times when there is no clear criterion how to decide that, because both sides are possible. That means when there's a halacha, again and again, when there's a halacha, then this whole sugya looks different. But I speak dafka where there is no halacha. It's like the way you educate your children, the way you relate to another person, the way you are behave yourself in those circumstances where there is no real halacha going on, which are definitely the circumstances like this going on in your life. And there you have to make your own decisions. And that's what he said, the Borei Olam wants you to make the decision. You can't blame someone else, you have to make that yourself. Because there's no mistake in the address, yeah? But now there's more to it, because when we think, what does the Borei Olam want from you when he demands from you to make a decision? What does he want? Does he want the right outcome? Or does he want that you should be educated through that decision process? You should grow. It should be your own growth. And once in a while when you see that things are not working out the way they should work out, so the basic belief in Hashgacha Pratis is that the Borei Olam wants to educate you. And when we think, where is educating happening? Where is the educational realm by you? Is it in the results? Or is it in the decision-making? Where are you educated? Are you educated that the results should be better? Or are you educated that your way of making a decision should be more mature? So, when you understand what education means, even when you don't understand what education means, but I think that's very clear, that educational process is happening in your decision-making. That means, why did you decide out of fear? Or why did he decide out of Gaiva? Or why did he decide out of Chemdas Momen? You should work with that. Yeah? Or why were you too humble when you wanted the other side, you know? So all these educational processes, they are where your midas are. Even though that the Etzem Rotzen when you want, that's what the Borei Olam wants in the end, is also a product. He wants that you should, in the end, be a clean person. But the educational process is happening in your decision-making, in the keuches, which are leading you towards what you think you have to do. I think that's very clear. That the Pasuk also says it. The Pasuk says that you are spoken to from the Hashgacha Pratis. The Pasuk says, Vayogel ozom lamusa, vayomer ki yeshuvu neoven. The Borei Olam wants you or opens your ears to the messages he gives to you. And what is the message? The message is that you should reach a stage of cleanness. Yeshuvun mi'oven. Now, im yishmu v'yavoidu, when you listen to the message and you do the work, yichalu yameim b'toivu shneim b'ne'imim, then your life will change for the good. That's what Eiyuv says. Vim lo yishmu, when you don't listen, you're not able to listen, when you don't listen and you're not able to open your ears, then you'll be sent away and you'll die without even knowing what happened to you. Now, we have two ways of relating to what the Borei Olam tells you. The one which is listens to the message, and the one which is not able to listen to the message. What is the difference between those two people? That's the next pasuk. V'chan fei leiv yosimu af. Lo yeshavu ki asoro. Chan fei leiv, those are the people which it's no one to speak to. You can't educate them. The chan fei leiv. And they are causing chaos by the Borei Olam. That's a pasuk of the pasuk. Yeah? That's a chan fei leiv. So a chan fei leiv means, the Chavis of Ovis says that Chan fei leiv means that you are having some keyach within you, which you are attributing to that keyach an uppermost importance. For example, it could be your social status. My social status, that's something, you know, I can't leave. It's impossible. That could be. That has to be that I am in the head of the kvutza, in the head of the community. It has to be like this. That's called Chan fei leiv. That means there is a certain koyach within you, which this koyach is like to be unbendable. And then there, the Borei Olam wants to speak to you. And when you have such a thing, which really doesn't bend, then you can't be spoken to. So, you see, for sure, the agenda of the Borei Olam in the end is that you should be clean. But the education is happening in the realm of your koyach hanefesh. There is education happening. There he speaks to you. The Borei Olam speaks to your koyach nefesh. And when you have a koyach nefesh which is terrible, which that's called chan fei leiv, then the Borei Olam has no one to speak to, and that's it. And then you can't really educate the guy. That is the pasuk. So they are. Of course, you want him to be clean. Of course. But the education, the speaking to, is in your koyach nefesh. That's very simple. I think that's a very simple concept. And now let's think. Let's think that I don't decide anything. Only I do what the rabbi tells me. I close the door in front of the Borei Olam and he can't speak to me anymore. No one to speak to. You can't be educated. Because what is the message? You ask the rabbi and you did exactly what the rabbi said. And it does not help. Yeah, it does not work. What's the message? What does the rabbi is not right? No. That you have averes. You know, that's what we far de moichet, you know? There's a new beforehand. Yeah? That perhaps there are other cheshbonos from the Borei Olam going on. No! It is that your decision process was wrong. My decision process? I decided something? I thought about anything? I didn't think about anything. There was no gaiva there. There was no chemdas moment there. I was absolutely clean. I didn't think about anything. The rabbi told me, you are throwing the Borei Olam out of your life. Just that's what you do. You do exactly what you're told. Exactly. But you don't want to be educated. Huh? You don't want that the Borei Olam should be able to speak to you. He can't. He just can't. Because you follow instructions 100%. So what's the tie on you? Why should you grow? Where is that I'm spoken to? You see, in order to be a maimin, you need to be courageous. Huh? You have to have courage that you take the responsibility and you make a decision. And when you have this courage, then the Borei Olam can't speak to you. Also in the future. He'll speak to you. Life is going on, you know. Of course, you are not educated when you are standing on a cliff and you have a question, but there's everything fog around, and then you say, okay, it could be that when I'll take the next step, I'll just fall down this cliff, or I will take the right step, and then I will stay on the cliff. Okay, so now let's be educated. No, that's not the educational matzah. There you just have to do the right thing, otherwise you'll die, yeah? I don't speak about these things. Don't be silly, you know. No, I speak about things which both sides are edible. You could be a little bit more harsh at home. You could be a little bit more soft. You could be a little bit more leaning towards this side. You could be more leaning towards that side. It, both sides are possible. There are people which are very much matzliach in chinuch in that way, and there are people which are very much not matzliach in the same way. This is no clear-cut thing in these cases. So you have to make a decision. But you tell yourself, no, I don't make a decision. I do not. I am a Haredi guy. I am Chored. I am Haredi. I really ask the rabbi. And then they'll go for sure for the right thing. You'll be very Haredi and just you throw the Beroilom out of your picture. You throw him out. And you close the door behind him and you keep that door closed. That he shouldn't enter. Should not. Because he can't. There's no one to speak to. Because you have no midas there. You didn't decide anything. You see? Bad news, huh? But that is the emune, where the emune enters your life. The emune in that way enters really your life. Yeah? But you don't want that. You want to follow instructions. 100%, that's what you want. You know how many times I get that when I say, you have perhaps to educate children in a more, in today's society, you have to make it a little bit more, you know, you can't really hit them. Then people come to me and they say openly, they say without even mitbalu, they say, but the posuk says, Chosech shiftoi soine bnoi. That's right. You know that posuk, you know? Chosech shiftoi soine bnoi. You have to hit your child. That's the posuk. Tagili, are you a karai? You know what the karai is? The karai is that what paskins alochas out of a posuk mefurish in Tanakh. When you are paskening aloha out of Mishnayos, you are mevale oilom. But when you pasken aloha out of a posuk, you are an apikoires. Karai! That's what you are. Yeshu is tachtov, and you'll sit at home and don't go out of your home. You are a karai. I may not eat, not your flesh, and not your wine, you know. But you come to me with a posuk mefurish in Mishle. Chesech shiftai feinebnai. To mefurish a posuk, and I have to activate a posuk in my life directly without thinking anything, because it's a posuk. You are a karai. You are taking. I go better with sandalim tanachim. I will have air on my shoes better than be a karai, you know. And I'll be better off than you with your apikorsis. Besser azoi. What's going on with you? Chosech shiftai feinei bnoi. Hast gefunden a posuk? You may do that. Apikorsis kamoicho. Never mind. You want to have clear instructions. Clear inside. You don't have to make any decisions. You don't have to think anything. You don't have to think whether you have bad midas, you have good midas. Doesn't matter. The posuk says, I have to take a stick into my hand, and I have to take that child who just made me broigas, and I have to begin to hit him. L'shem yichud kutshevoichu shchinte, choyzer shiftoi, soine bnoi. I will be matzliach in chinuch. Yeah, that's it. You drive the Beroilom out of the picture. Huh? That's what you do. You are Haredi, v'od ech, huh? But without Beroilom, you don't give him even a chance to educate you. Because you didn't decide anything, huh? Okay? So that is an upside down picture, that's right? Because this you wouldn't expect. I wouldn't expect that either. But that's the truth. You are not giving a chance to be educated from the Beroilom. And that's our belief in Hashgacha Pratis, that Hashgacha Pratis really works in your life. Hashgacha Pratis is not something which you are pushed around. Hashgacha Pratis means that the Beroilom wants something from your life. And the first thing he wants, that you should grow. He wants to educate you. So you have to accept that there is someone which wants to educate you. But that's why you have to make a decision. Because otherwise you can't be spoken to. Yeah? It's a very simple thing. So, look, I want to show you that it's not only by the bad things or terrible things which happen to a person, he has to know how to, he has to think something. It's also on the good side. I'll tell you a story I told that always, I said it always over, but you know, you can laugh about me, so we'll laugh together. So I told you it's perhaps once, I don't like to go to chuppahs, you know. I don't like to do that, to go to a chuppah, because when I was younger, that was one of my hobbies, to speak to rabbis, which they think they get the brocha, and in the end they don't get, you know. And that's terrible. That's because they speak with you, and then they, you know, and that you, all of you, think, oh, Baruch Hashem, I don't have this problem, you know, I am fine, I don't have this problem with COVID. Believe me, the moment you put on a frock, the same minute you put on a frock like this, that will happen to you. You will not be able to escape that. That's it. At the moment you put on a frock, that's what you do. When I go to a chuppah, every single time, I make like this, without reason, you know, because F-Shafort, you know. Okay, I don't like to go to chuppahs, that's my thing, I don't go to chuppahs. So then, look, there was a boy called Yamel, Kobi Yamel. He was a very choshev boy in Hebron Gival, and he made chasen, he wanted me to come to his chuppah. So I told him, no, I don't want to go, it's not good for me, I don't want to go. No, I want you to be there. And I told him, I don't want, so I said, I need it, I want it, for me. Okay, the chosen said to him, I want you, so I go to the chuppah. Okay, so now he wants to be mechabed me. That's what he told me. So by that chuppah, there were people which all of them knew to learn better than me. That's not the bikunst, but that was for sure. And there were people which are much longer beard than me. From one side, that's Rabbi Yudah Ades. He has a much longer beard than me. And from the other side, which also knows to move better than me, that's Aaron Lichtenstein. He has a much shorter beard than me. You know, he's just a gulach, you know. But they were both there because this Kobi Yamel, his grandfather was still alive then, wrote a book on physics with a Haskoma from Einstein. Yeah, so not everyone makes that. And his father is a Rosh Hashiva in Shalavim, and he himself is a Choshev Boch in Hebron, so there, everyone was there. So now I sit there by that chuppah, very nice. So, okay, Sidur Kiddush, it's the Rosh Hashiva, that's okay. Then perhaps Kriyas HaKsuvah. You know, it's boring, that's good, I could do it. No, because there was someone else. Then the first two brochas, someone else. Then the third brocha, someone else. The fourth brocha, also someone else. And the fifth brocha, still someone else. And the sixth brocha was also someone else. And then I wanted to jump at that guy. So the brocha achrita, leichta, to say the brocha achrita. I go up there, I have to say the brocha from this side. Rabbi Yudah Ades stands there and looks at me, doesn't know who is that guy. And from the other side, the Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein, same thing, for sure doesn't know who is that guy. So I stand there, and it was not a big COVID. It was really uncomfortable. Believe me, that was uncomfortable. Okay? So I went down that chuppah. I wanted first to jump at the chosen and just take him, but I was with Gabor on that Yetzer. So I went down to the chuppah and thought, now like something happened over here. That was not what you want. Now you are educated from the Beroil. You know, he educated you in something. What is the educational part? So when you are very superficial, you have to be a good in superficiality. When you are very superficial, then you say, you see, COVID is ganz gut, but too much is not so tasty. And that's very superficial. But the real truth is not like this. The truth is that, you know, I would be able to grow the beard. I just don't cut it. That grows. You know, I can grow pears too. That grows by itself. And then I can learn, you know, I have to I could learn that, you know. And then I could say some nice sentences, which is Kabbalah b'yodi from the Rebbe, ish mi pi ish bisim goen. I could do that. I could try to do that. And I will create some very big slope from the top to the bottom. I could try to do that. No, I don't need that. Now, I'll speak with you in the hate of your eyes, you know. I now have to say a shir of avad for bochim, for all the bochim mir yeshiva. I speak about all the crazy topics you could imagine, you know. There's no normal human being which will speak about such crazy topics. I'll do that because these bochim need that, you know. I'll do it. I do it. You know, I, I speak with them what I think they need to hear, and I'm not afraid of anyone. I don't come as a choshev guy, you know. No, I speak with you openly. But you know what, Lechto? Your people, which listen to you, they think you are choshev. So perhaps you have to be a little bit more choshev in your appearance. No! No, that doesn't go, you know. No, that can't be. I am not spoken there because I don't want that. I decided not to do that. I decided that I want to be a very normal person. I consciously didn't want to come from the top. But perhaps you have to stand a little bit more on the top. No, I don't want that. Now I have to work on that. You see, I'm spoken to my decision. But let's say I would have a Kabbalah b'yodi b'shem de mashgiach, which he would say, no, I see with Beruach HaKodesh that your beard, more than 5.5 centimeters, you have to cut it. No. Fine, I'll cut it. And then you may only go with socks with Nike on it. I have Adidas now, yeah? I only may go with socks which has some sign like this, you know? That's otherwise, it won't go through. So I put on these socks. The mashgiach told me that, you know? And you have to be like this, you have to be like that, and then what I'm spoken to? Nothing. Gurnished. Because the Mashgiach told me. The my Kabbalah, you know, I was Mekabel that. I'm spoken to something, not gurnished. You can't speak to me there, because my Rebbe told me. Yeah? You see, I throw the Beroilim out of the picture. And something happens to you which is uncomfortable, the most you can produce to say, Yesurim Mechaprim, or you'll say, life is not poshut, or you'll say, Chveis Vos, Kol Minizach. But you'll be educated. No one to educate. No one to speak to. Because you never decided anything. That's wrong. Yeah? Because we have to try to make the Borei Olam part of my life. And be the Borei Olam is part of my life as an educator. You see, that's a very important thing. I could say this whole Vaad without mentioning the Borei Olam even. It's such a simple concept. I could say that whole Vaad, your life is educating you. That sounds very intelligent, even for a Chiloni, you know. Your life is educating you. Let's be educated from our own life. That sounds very intelligent, but it is a very egoistic thing because you are the center and you stay the center, and in the end you are only boiling in your own meats, you know, that's what you do. But we don't believe like this. We believe there is someone there. There is someone which really is interested in me. That's the yesod of Hashgacha Pratis. Someone there which is interested in me. And he speaks to me. He wants something from me. Yeah? He wants to interact with me. But I have to open that door. I have to make that possible. And when I don't make it possible, that won't happen. And that needs courage. You have to be courageous to do that. You know? Because you are not courageous. You don't have the guts to make a decision. And then you are ineducatable. You can't educate the guy. Because he never decided anything. That can't go further on like this. It's not shayach. Because the Borei Olam wants us to grow. So we have to take that challenge to grow. But that is through your own education. Now you see, it's not the way you think. Oh, yeah. When you make your own education, that's the Gadlus Odom, the Nekudas Abchire, and that you have to be a Groyser Mensch. Then you blow yourself up till, you know, a balloon like Chveis Vos. No! It's not because I am big, I have to make a decision. No! Because I am taking the risk that the Borei Olam will tell me that I'm wrong. And he will educate me. It's not a question of gaive and unbelievable godless that you say, I'll do it, you know, I'll decide, you know. No, I'm big enough to decide. It's not a question that you are big enough. It's a question that you are ready that someone down the road will speak to you. And he'll tell you when you're wrong. And you'll grow through that. That is emunah. That is emunah in a very vivid, in a very alive sense. That's a living emunah. There is nothing better than it for those which are married. Those who are not married, that's the reason to marry, you know. But those who are married, it's nothing better than that to bring the Borei Olam into your home than this one. That you sit down and you think, what did we decide? And suddenly the other side, which you are married to, perhaps the other side tells you something which is not so musical to your ear. That's right. And then you think, no, can't be. At that moment, the Bira Olam spoke to you. At that moment. He spoke to you. And he wants you to think about your decision which you made. Because you decided something together. Or you decided something. And then you speak it through. And that's the way you see, we are in our home educated from the Bira Olam. There's nothing bigger than that. That the Bira Olam is a reality in your life. But it comes through that you made a decision and then you think it over. Yeah, it's entirely, we are not used to that at all in your life. I don't know how we are, I don't really know how to say it. I would have to go into that process in secular education, but a lot of times I have a suspect that secular education is mainly targeting the end product, like you have to be educated in order that you should make the right investment in the stock market, you know, and then you are more educated, you make the better investment. But by us, that's not the point, because that can't be the point, because this is the whole union of these divrei reshus. Both sides could be, you know, there's no better investment in that sense. And even when you have two children, could be with one, the investment is right like this, and with the other one, the investment is right like that. You can't know. It's no clear-cut thing. That's the whole point of these decisions. There's no clear-cut way. So the point is not that in the end the product has to be something. The point is you have to think backwards. What did I decide? What were the koiches which made me deciding that? And these koiches have to grow, have to change, and that's the way the Bira Olam educates me. And you see, that's absolutely a new insight, which I think it's a very important one, that you see that your own process of making a decision, that itself opens the door to the Bira Olam, that he should enter your life in the future. Memela, yeah? This you understand yourself. This is mainly said on those things which you are able to survive, also a side which doesn't work really. Most of your decisions are like this. Again, when it's an Issa v'Heter question, that's not the case, because there it is also, that's it, you won't survive that side, yeah, because it's also. But there are a lot of places where it's not a question of Issa v'Heter, it's not a question of a mitzvah, it's a question of how do you approach a decision, educating or things like this. So how you approach a decision, there's no mitzvah there, so there's no right and wrong in the real sense. So it's not the point that you are right or wrong. It's not the point. The point is that your process of decision should be more clean. That means not so much coward and not so much think about money and not so much think about your own comfort and not so much think about your social statement or more thinking about your social status could be also, you shouldn't be so shuffled with you. So it depends on the person, it depends how you made that decision, and there you are educated. But that's tzayich only when you make your own decisions. I think it's very clear, eh? That's a very clear thing. I don't think even it's such a big chokhmah. Only the point was that it's an absolute new way of looking how the Bira Olam and the Hashgacha Pratis is becoming a part of my life. It's really a part of my life now. I live with that. Because I live with that someone there is educating me. Yeah? So I'd say, even though I always say things which may put me in troubles, you know, that is my emune, you know, but they put me in troubles, these things, but I feel I have to do that. You know, there's a question, how do you listen to what you are told to, you know? So this is in these cases we are speaking, it's in your decision making, it's also, you have to know how to listen to what you are told to, but there are other things also, how to listen to what you are told to is in those tragedies which are happening, you know, under our nose, things terrible, you know, like the problem is breakers, you know. So the question is, how do you relate to that, you know? So there is, for sure, there are other parts of thinking about Hashgacha Pratis. It's not only what we speak. But I think that's a good first step in Hashgacha Pratis, to understand that the Bira Olam speaks with you, and he teaches you something. And you have to think about your decision-making. Now, about the other things, how you listen to what you are told to, how are you opening your ears, the way he says, Vayogel ozom, vayigo, vayigel oznom la Musa. He opens up the ears for those messages. How do you open up your ears in order to hear and not to be deaf? So that, perhaps we'll try to do the coming time or something like this. That would be a challenge that we will enter now. Okay? But I think that was a very important part as a Hemshah from last time. Atka.